Hi, it's Dr. Kathy Miller from Indiana University. It's going to be a really busy year at ASCO for those of us in the breast cancer sessions, so I want to give you a bit of a heads up of what to look for. Two P words, PARP inhibitors and pertuzumab. That's going to be the word of the meeting for us. So first, in the plenary session, we'll see the first results of the Olympiad trial. This is a trial comparing the PARP inhibitor olaparib to a choice of standard chemotherapy agents in patients with BRCA1 and 2 mutations. Now, we've heard via the usual press release that this is a positive trial. It met its primary endpoint. But this will be our first chance to look at the details of the data. Now, that's exciting not just as another potential option for our patients, but at this same meeting, we're going to see results of the veliparib neoadjuvant study, looking at adding carboplatin and veliparib to a standard anthracycline and taxane data. That's the follow-up phase 3 trial from the really exciting data we saw from the I-SPY 2 group a couple of years ago. That trial did not meet its primary endpoint. Adding veliparib, at least adding it to carboplatin, did not improve the outcome. Now, we'll not see data from the niraparib trial, but we have seen in a press release that that trial's accrual was halted, and we're told that the data from that trial are not likely to lead to registration. That leaves us with three PARP inhibitors with some information. One positive, two negative. We're going to need to look at the data carefully and think about, is this a difference between the PARP inhibitors, either their potency or their spectrum of activity? Or is this a difference of trial conduct and the setting? And how will that information move us forward? In the HER2-positive space, we're going to see the long-awaited results of the AFFINITY phase 3 trial, looking at adding pertuzumab to the adjuvant therapy in our HER2-positive patients. Now, this is a setting where we know adding pertuzumab in the first-line metastatic setting significantly improved overall survival. It improves pathologic complete response rate in the neoadjuvant setting. We'll finally get a look at the adjuvant data to see, does it improve disease-free survival? How much and at what toxicity and financial cost so that we can better guide our decisions for patients? We're also going to look for some additional pathology data from that study in years to come to try to better understand who really needs all of our therapy and who might best be served by less therapy and less toxicity. Finally, in the ER-positive space, a lot more information with the cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitors. We know that ribociclib was recently approved, and we'll get a good look at the ribo data. We're also going to get our first look at some really good phase 3 data with abemaciclib. That's going to set up some really important questions for future studies. How are these agents similar? How are they different? Does switching from one to the other or continuing CDK4/6 inhibition after progression make any sense? Does that provide any benefit to our patients? And is there a reason to choose one over the other? We won't have answers to those questions, but we're going to see a lot of interesting data with these agents from years to come. It's going to be a really exciting data-packed year for us at ASCO. I hope to see you there.